Yeah, They used to be made out of wood.
A churn?
No. But I'm thinking, well, it's like something that might hang in a well. You know, the thing that hangs in a well that you pull the water up in?
Oh, a water bucket.
Okay.
A well bucket.
Well, now, if it wasn't hanging in a well, but it was, you know, you just used it to carry water or milk in.
That's right.
And what would you call it?
I would call it a water bucket.
A water bucket? Okay. And, let's see, would you call it anything different if it was made out of metal from what you'd call it if it was made out of wood?
No, I'd call them a milk or just a water bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay.
It took water in it, milk or anything like that in it.
All right. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else besides a frying pan?
Not what you're frying in, but you got a baker in it, you got a big bread in it, you know, hooky.
Well now, would this be something that's like a frying pan, you mean, the baker? Or is would this
it's shatter.
Uh-huh.
And the frying pan is, you know, it's about the same size, but the frying pan is deep.
Okay, so the difference then would be in the height of the sides.
Yeah.
Okay. And the one that you cook hoe cake in is a skillet?
It's a baker.
Oh, a baker. A
yes,
baker.
Ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Same thing. On which?
On a barrel.
I had to call it faucet too, wasn't it?
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, just turn the faucet.
Your faucet, okay. Now, can you think of anything else that those things might be called?
Speaker.
Okay.
Speed or something they call it.
Okay. When you buy some food, a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, sack, paper sack.
Okay. And what do you call a great big sack that's not made out of paper, but it's made out of loosely woven cloth, and 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in one of these?
Croaker sack.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? Hold it up to your mouth and blow on it like that.
Well, I would call them a harp, and I can't see a mouth for them.
Okay.
A harp. That's what I need to call them when I was blowing.
Okay. But you've heard people call them a mouth organ, you said, was the other word for it?
Harmonica.
Now, what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal and shaped like that? You put it up against your teeth.
You saw.
Can you play one of those?
A little bit.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
No, ma'am.
Oh, that's too bad. I'd love to hear one. I've been asking people these questions, you know, about these different things. I've never even seen one. I know what it looks like, you know, but I've never seen one myself. What do you call a piece of playground equipment, something that a child plays on, and it's a long board, and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
Go up and down, that way. Seesaw.
Okay. Now, what about one that goes round and around?
Blind lady.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen a knife on?
Stone. What do I call it? It's stone.
Uh-huh.
Whip stone.
Okay, fine. Now, will you